It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Every year, a list comes out of historic places in the state that are endangered. We now have this year's list in our hands, and it includes the former Fort Lyon prison on the plains east of Pueblo. The state shut down the prison in 2011 because of budget cuts and a declining number of inmates. Fort Lyon dates back to the mid-1800s, and it started out as a military installation. CPR's Andrea Dukakis spoke with Rachel Paris of Colorado Preservation, Inc., which compiles this endangered list.
Rachel, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Fort Lyon's been in the news a lot recently. The governor wants to turn the facility into a place to house the homeless, and the idea has been controversial. Did the governor's proposal play into your decision to put Fort Lyon on this year's list?
A little bit, yes. You know, we were aware that the governor had kind of this initiative going on. At the time that we decided to list it, we weren't aware of the particular proposal to turn it into that facility, but definitely seemed like the right time to put it on the list because of this interest to do something with Fort Lyon.
What's the property like? Have you been out there?
I have. It's fantastic. If you haven't, you should go. There's buildings there, you know, that date back to the 1880s. There's a cemetery there. There's the Fort Lyon's Officer's Row, which are these magnificent adobe bungalows that are really quite spectacular and rare. So it's quite the complex. There's a lot of space out there.
And these military homes, when were they built, these adobe homes?
They were built in 1868, and there are several of them right in the middle of the complex.
I assume that military officers who were there back in the 1800s were living in these homes.
They did. And even some of the higher-ups that were running the prison actually lived there. Unfortunately, there was a huge hailstorm that did some damage to the adobe and the roofs of those structures. But since then, there's been a state historical fund grant to kind of help rehabilitate those.
And just a little sense of history, this was a military post way back in the 1800s. Talk about what it was used for.
Well, it was completed by the Army, and it was where Colonel John Shivington in 1864 led the attack from that was better known as the Sand Creek Massacre. So it was built as a post.
That was a tragic part of the state's history where more than 150 Native Americans were slaughtered. Later, Fort Lyon became a place where sailors and Marines were treated for tuberculosis and then a psychiatric facility for veterans. What was it about the place overall that wanted a spot on this year's list?
Right. So there's a couple of different factors that we take into consideration. For this particular facility, we were looking at, you know, the fact that it's abandoned takes a rough toll on historic properties, especially one of this magnitude. So having lack of maintenance can really take a toll. And we also decided to list it because we really wanted to be involved in kind of the conversations of what to do with it. We're concerned with any sort of repairs that are going to be made or if people are going to maybe want to demolish things that are going to adversely affect the facility and the interpretation of the history that was there.
Does this assure your involvement if you put it on the list and they're trying to decide what to do with it?
No, it does not. And we really have no power whatsoever to tell anyone what they can do with anything. It's more having a voice of preservation in the conversation about, you know, the correct way, the interior standards of how to treat historic properties.
I've actually seen the facility. It was recently a prison until it was shut down, but it looks a lot like a college campus.
It does. It kind of has that feel, you know, how it's organized and how you can easily move from one place to another. And there's all these fantastic buildings that are there, you know, just waiting for some great use. And we really would love to see it in use. You know, historic buildings are nothing if they're not viable. And that area could really use, you know, the job creation that would come with a new use and other things to help boost the economy.
What's going on at the site now? Is anyone there?
There is some maintenance that's being done regularly. You know, the grass is mowed and things like that. But other than that, just a lot of conversations about what to do next.
How about another site that is on the endangered places list?
Well, another site that's located in Delta County in the Escalante Canyon.
And that's on the western slope.
It's on the western slope, and it's composed of three sites, the Captain Smith's Cabin, the Walker Homestead, and the Water Wheel, located on the Gunnison River. And these three sites are on public land, so they've seen a lot of vandalism and deferred maintenance, so they're kind of falling apart. So we listed them because of the fantastic story of homesteading. Both Captain Smith and Walker moved to the area in the early 1900s. And if you've been in Delta County in the winter or the summer, you know that it's extremely cold and extremely hot, and these are rough conditions. So they came out and they were farmers and they were stonemasons and they made their mark, and it's really incredible.
What's your batting average in terms of the places that get on the list and how many are saved?
So right now, including the five sites that were just released, we have 96 sites listed. Out of those, we've only lost five sites. The majority of our sites are currently in progress, so they're sites that are currently undergoing restoration and things like that. And then about 13 of them are in alert right now, which means they're just kind of sitting there waiting for something to be done.
Give me an example of one of the ones that you weren't able to save.
Well, most recently, we weren't able to save the Kit Carson Hotel, which is located in La Junta in Bent County. You know, it's right on their main street. It had fallen under disrepair. They weren't able to raise enough money to save it, and it was becoming a safety hazard, so they had to tear it down.
Rachel, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Rachel Paris is with Colorado Preservation, Inc., you can see a list of properties they've deemed endangered at cpr.org.